It's a blessing to be able to hear from Evangelist Pete Cavanaugh, and look forward to hearing from him when we get the opportunity. I told him preacher tries to normally wrap it up about 7:15, so you don't got a whole lot of time there, Brother Pete. So we don't have a special tonight, so we're going to get him right up here. So Brother Pete, come on up, brother.
Thank you, Brother Mick. It's good to be here again this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I just have a simple thought for you this evening. It's a simple thought, but who knows how long it'll take me to convey it. So. But Brother Mick let me know that they only paid for a half hour tonight, so I guarantee it won't be more than that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It is sure a privilege and an honor to preach here at Faith Baptist Church and to spend some time with y'all. I've enjoyed the fellowship for sure and seeing friends and family. And I thank God for the opportunity to be in the ministry, to serve God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we're going to look at that a little bit this evening. And we're going to start reading verse number 5. The Bible says, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." And I'd like to, just for a few moments, talk about this evening, God's retirement package. God's retirement package. Let's pray one more time and we'll get into this. Father, I do thank you for this privilege and opportunity to preach this evening, Lord. I pray that as we gather around your word, God, we've had a good time of fellowship and food so far, but this is for sure the most important time. I pray that you'd clear our minds and hearts, our thoughts, and just help us to focus on you for a few moments. We ask this in your name. Amen. God's retirement package. Now, for sure, in this day and age and in the work environment and secular work, one of the first things that any employee wants to know when they're getting hired on as in a business or for a company, they want to know what their benefit package is. They want to know what they're getting paid an hour, what their medical, their dental, at least I would. Y'all are staring at me like you don't care about the benefits you get. But I would want to know what I'm getting paid an hour. I'd want to know what my medical package is, my dental, my vision. I'd like to know what my retirement package, am I eligible for a pension if I work for so many years, or do they have a 401k? And, you know, for sure, that is important. The Bible talks about how we need to provide for our family, and those who don't are worse than infidels. And it's important to plan down the road and to financially plan for down the road and for your family. And the older I get, for sure, and the more kids that come along, I'm thinking, you know what? You got to set a little more aside. You got to set a little more aside because you want to have that covered if something comes up. But spiritually, there are benefits to being a part of the family of God. And the psalmist tells us so clearly, Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." And there are many benefits, and we're not going to look at them all. I'll mention a few here just by way of introduction. But really, we had a wonderful benefit of being a part of the family of God this afternoon. Just the food and fellowship, and for a group of people to come together this size and have just fun and fellowship without the vices of the world, or without a keg in some corner or a bar or, you know, activity going on that, you know, the world needs to have a good time. And we don't need that because of the benefits of being born again, of being a part of the family of God. And well, it's wonderful. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Daily. And boy, well, we have some wonderful benefits, and not just financially, but the fellowship that we just had a few moments ago. I think of the peace that God gives us as born-again believers, and I think of those families who are just lost some loved ones. And go, you know, I can't imagine how the lost world goes through that without the peace that the Bible says there in Philippians that passes all understanding. Without knowing if that lost the loved one was saved, or you know, if they're in heaven, the fact that we'll get to see them again one day. And what a peace that is that God gives us, the power that God gives us as we go through our daily lives, knowing that we don't need to rely on our own flesh and our own strength. We can trust in God, and we can rely. Hey, these are just benefits. I'm just listing off a few benefits of being born again, of benefits of being saved. The power, the provision that God... Hey, it's so wonderful to know that God will supply all of our needs. What a privilege that is. Hey, if nothing else, I'd want to get a part of the family of God just for that. You know, let alone the benefit of not only providing our needs, but just a simple, how about our home in heaven that we have one day? What a benefit of salvation. Thank God for that. His provision in our lives for the future. And Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given. Man, what a wonderful promise. What kind of God will offer that to His followers, to His children? Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I love Psalm 23:1. We read that so often. Many probably have it memorized. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, that's enough right there. That's to thank God for being a part of the family of God, for a shepherd that cares for us, that provides for us, that gives us that peace and power and the provision. Every day He loads us with benefits. You know, but they're all benefits that we get to experience now on this earth. And one day we're going to retire. We're going to retire. Spiritually, we're going to retire. As we sung just a few moments ago about heaven, about Beulah Land, longing to go there. You know, and sometimes we that gets away from us. And just as even planning financially for retirement can kind of get away from us. Maybe things are tight and we can't put the contributions in that we need to. Or, you know, we get distracted by some things. Sometimes we forget that one day, well, we're going to be in heaven. You know, but it's a sobering thought. You think about Matthew 6:19 there, as it talks about not laying up your treasures on earth, but laying up your treasures in heaven. What are we going to have one day when we retire spiritually? And here in this passage, it tells us a few things, a few tips maybe for our retirement package, or our spiritual 401k. And I want us to notice tonight in verse number 11, boy, that we have a good start. We have a good start. You know, sometimes it's hard to get started when it comes to saving. But here, spiritually, when it comes to God's retirement package, look at the foundation that we have. We have a good start. Not only that, a head start. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And I want us to notice this evening the cost of the foundation. The cost of the foundation. Boy, it's priceless. It's a priceless foundation, and that's our start. What a privilege it is to be able to build upon the foundation as significant as Jesus Christ. This isn't some cheap religion here that we have, or some dead cult leader in the ground. No, our foundation is Jesus Christ. And we get to build on that. Think about the price that He paid. See, we didn't pay. It was a free gift for us. Think about the price He paid, though. Think about leaving His home in heaven. All the glory and the splendor. Where He was being served, He wasn't serving. And He came to this earth to serve. And then He arrived and was mocked at. He was spit upon. Hey, I don't know about you. I don't like to be spit on. This is our Jesus. This is Jesus Christ. This is our foundation. He was mocked and spat upon for us. Think about the crown of thorns. Hey, I'm just trying to get you to think about the cost of this foundation. It didn't come cheap. It didn't come cheap. That crown of thorns that was plated upon His head. The scourging that He received, as the Bible talks about, His visage was marred beyond recognition. His body, His flesh was so tore up, you couldn't even recognize Him as a man. The cost. The cost of our foundation. Well, it came at a high price. The nails that they placed in His feet and hands. The spear in His side. The laughing. Here He is, the Almighty Creator of the world, God in flesh, taking that kind of punishment for us. To give us a good foundation. To give us a good start. Boy, that's a priceless foundation. Now, I say all that so we recognize the cost of the foundation. And as we get into this verse number 12, if you'll see. Now, if any man build upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. The cost of the foundation for sure was significant. And because of the price that was paid, because of our foundation, well, we know that it's perfect. I've had the privilege to do some building and to pour some foundations, and boy, it's hard to get a perfect foundation. A perfect foundation. When you have 200-300 yards of concrete coming in and forms all around the building that you need to maintain and perfectly align, that takes work. And it's hard to get it perfect. But our foundation is perfect. There's no problems. There's no cracks. You don't have to worry about the concrete being even aerated properly, so there's no air gaps or bubbles in there. Well, it's a perfect foundation. And then he moves on here and says, now listen, the foundation has been laid, and that's for you to build upon. And notice here, number two, your construction materials. Here are your construction materials. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but obviously we know that in the next couple of verses, He tells us how that structure is going to be tried. He tells us that it's going to be put to fire. Now, knowing that the structure is going to be put to fire, it would make sense for us to choose building materials that would stand up to the fire. And out of the options we have, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, well, I hope we can tell the difference. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Now, listen, if you know that a structure is going to face fire one day, you're not going to build it with wood, because what happens? It burns. You're not going to build it with hay, because it burns. You're not going to build it with stubble, because it burns. And listen, our choice of construction material will be determined by our appreciation for the foundation. Our choice of construction material will be determined by the appreciation for the foundation. Listen, we have a perfect foundation. We have a magnificent foundation. Well, why would you build something on that foundation that's just going to burn? Why would you build it with wood? Why would you build it with hay? Why would you build it with stubble? You wouldn't do that. Because of the significance of the foundation, you want to build a structure on there that's going to last. We're going to build with that gold, silver, precious stones. Now, what can we compare that to? The gold, silver, precious stones. Over there in Revelation chapter 3, you can turn there. We'll just read one verse quickly. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. There's some good advice here found in this chapter, Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I counsel thee, the Bible says, in verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Notice just the first line there. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Hey, this is some of the greatest counsel that we find in the Bible because it's already been tested and approved by God. And He says, hey, if you're going to build a structure on this significant foundation that we have, hey, why not make it gold that's already tried in the fire? Gold that we know will stand up to the fire that it's going to face. And if we just compare it simply, what if that gold, silver, the precious stones, it's something that lasts. It's not something that's going to burn. Bible reading, that's going to last. That's going to you're not going to go wrong having a relationship with God. It would be nice for each and every one of us even to know a little bit about the God we're going to spend eternity with. Gold, silver, precious stones. Time in prayer. Talking with God. Communing with God. Spending some time in prayer with God. How about soul winning? Talk about some gold tried in the fire. Some of the best gold you can... Hey, if you want to build a structure on that foundation that's going to last, hey, choose your construction materials wisely. Go soul winning. Go soul winning. Because the effect of that... Listen, each and every one of us are going to choose how much we want to contribute to God's retirement plan. Just like we choose financially how much we want to put in a month or our expected goal, you're going to choose the construction materials that you want to use. And if you choose to skip the service for your ball game, well, that's you just put some wood on your foundation. You just put some hay on your foundation. You just put some stubble because that's not going to last. There's nothing spiritual about that. Hey, if you want to skip the bus ministry and skip out on soul winning and skip out on your Bible reading and prayer, you might have a nice looking house right now. But one day it's going to be put to fire. And what you thought you had, the security you thought you had in your retirement plan will all get burned up. It's gone. It's just a pile of ashes. God's retirement package. Your choice of construction material will be determined by your appreciation for the foundation. Listen, can I ask you this question? Does the building that we are building... Because each one of us are building on that foundation. Does the building that we're building reflect the significance of the foundation? Does it reflect the significance? Hey, you have a perfect foundation like this. You're not gonna build a mud hut with a thatched roof on top of that foundation. You're not going to build a shack or a shanty. You're not going to do that on this foundation. Does it reflect? Hey, and that's our job on this earth, to reflect the foundation that's already been laid so others will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. The building that we're building on this foundation. Hey, what are we building? Is it gold, silver, precious stones? Or is it wood, hay, stubble? Listen, there are certain things we have to do in this world. If you got a family, you got to have a job. You got to work. You got to provide. But really, that's wood, hay, and stubble. How much are we contributing, each of us individually, to our retirement package one day? By our Bible reading, by our prayer, by our tithes and offerings to the church, by our soul winning. Hey, and the wonderful thing about soul winning, and maybe while I emphasize it so much tonight, is the compounding interest of soul winning. How wonderful that is. If I go out soul winning and I reach Brother Luke Angel's family and he comes to church and his life gets changed and then he goes out soul winning and reach Brother Mick's family. All the while I'm still contributing and I go out and I reach Brother James. Hey, it's building every which way. The compounding interest of soul winning. Building my retirement. That's gold, silver, precious stones. I don't know about you, but when I retire one day, I want to have something. I want to have something on that foundation. I don't want to be staring at a pile of ashes. And it's so hard because, hey, you know what? We have fun things we like to do in this world. And, you know, we want to do our vacations and things like that. And growing up in my parents' house, my dad would never schedule a vacation around Sunday. He just wouldn't do it. Because he wanted to be in his church on Sunday. If family wanted to see him, he'd say, "Hey, come, you can come over the weekend. Come to our church." Hey, and I know that's not going to go over that well. That's just what my dad did. Because the significance of the foundation. And he didn't want to miss a servant in his church on the weekend. And that's when so much of the ministry takes place here. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're the things that matter. That gold, silver, the precious stones. There in John 9:4, the Bible tells us, "I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work." Listen, we only have so much time to contribute. We only have so much time to contribute to our spiritual retirement package. We got to get to work. We got to get to work. We got to get doing. I think about the bus ministry. Even when we were pulling in at a little after 5 today, there was a bus rolling in the step. Man, that's crowns and that's gold, silver, precious stones. Not to mention the 90-some degree weather. Hey, but that's soul winning there. They're reaching those young people and reaching the parents and the families, and that's what's going to hold up to the fire. Not the wood, hay, stubble. It may look good. You may think that you have a nice looking house right now, but put a little heat to it and see what you have left. Our construction materials, that gold, silver, precious stones, and the wood, hay, stubble. Then notice in verse number 13, we have the cost of the foundation, our construction materials, and look at this, at verse number 13, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." We have the coming inspection. The coming inspection. You see, building with inspectors, that's a pain. I know you all have went through a couple building projects here. I'm sure you faced that and dealt with inspectors. And sometimes they just let their personal preferences get in the way of the code of the county and whatnot. But either way, you got to do what they say. And if you know that there's a coming inspection, you're going to do it the way they want. So why would we, knowing that there is a coming inspection, build with wood? Why would I'd be a fool. We have 3 or 4 main inspections on every building that we build out there at Cedar River Baptist Camp. The the foundation inspection, the rough-in inspection, then the final occupancy inspection. And they come in, they say, "Okay, your holes are good. Go ahead, pour the concrete." Then they come back, say, "Okay, your electrical and plumbing is good. Go ahead, close up the walls." Then they come through and test it all and say, I know they're coming. I know I can't put this wire here because he's not going to approve it. And that's going to slow the process up. And I'm going to have to tear it out. Why, when we know the way we are supposed to be building, why would we keep building with wood? Why wouldn't we start choosing better materials? Why wouldn't we start, "Hey, you know what? Maybe it's time for us to get some gold, some silver, some precious stones. And maybe it's time for us to get on the bus or to go out soul winning. Because there's an inspection coming." And it's pass fail. It's either going to get burnt and be ashes, or it's going to be a beautiful structure. Hey, when we know that there's a coming inspection, listen, it says every man's work, so it's personal. It doesn't matter what I have on my foundation. That's not going to help, Brother Luke. It's personal. Every man's work. You can't ride on your pastor's. Your pastor can't ride on yours. You can't ride on the families next to you. It's your foundation. It's your structure. It's personal. And listen, your own work will be revealed. It's going to be made public. You might sit back and say, "You know what, I've been a member here for 10, 15 years, and you know, I've just been faithful every Sunday and Wednesday, and I, you know what, that's fine. And I'm glad for the faithfulness. Just check your structure. What are you building? Is it going to hold up to the coming inspection when God makes it public?" See, when it's private, it looks great. You know, and that's what they say sometimes. Hey, it'll pass the drive-by test when you're driving by it at 55 miles an hour. That structure looks really good. But when that structure's made public, the Bible says there, verse number 13, it will be made manifest. It's going to be made known. Not just your Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be made manifest. Hey, what's the structure we're building? It's personal, it's public, and then notice there the purging that's going to take place. That fire. It's going to be tried by fire. Now, look at the consequences there. Verse number 14. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. I don't know about you, but I don't want to suffer loss. I don't want to suffer loss. And you'll notice there, hey, that's going to be a consequence. Either we're going to get the reward as a consequence for our actions, or we're going to get that loss. And I don't like loss. I don't like to lose. Even in earthly financial terms, when we have investments, hey, we don't like when that market takes a dip like that. You don't like. Hey, what are you going to suffer spiritually? What loss are you going to suffer spiritually when it's tried by fire? But it's so wonderful to know, not only, what's a reward? A reward is something that you get when you accomplish the task you've been given. Do you get that task accomplished taken away from you and then get? No, you get to keep that as well. So we get everything that we've built and we get a reward. You're not going to lose. And that's a win-win. If you're building with gold, silver, precious stones, and then God sees that and says, hey, you know what? That stood the test. Congratulations. Here's a reward. That's how I'd love it to go like that. That's how I want it to go. I want the reward. The consequence of our building. Either we're going to have that reward or we're going to have that loss. And then notice there in verse 18 it says, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And we have the cost of the foundation, the construction materials, our coming inspection, our consequence, and then the conclusion here. Be wise. Be wise. Hey, choose wise materials. Choose the gold, the silver, the precious stones. Don't think that you have it all together of your own. Because he takes them in their craftiness. Those that think they have it all together. Hey, let no man deceive himself. What's on our foundation? I wonder if... Now, we know that God has gone to prepare a place for us, right? That's what the Bible says. I wonder if in this life we are handing God the materials to build our mansion one day. What would it look like? Would it be that wood, hay, stubble? Or would it be some beautiful mansion? Because that's what we've given God to work with. What kind of home are we going to have on that foundation? Is it going to reflect the significance of the foundation? Hey, we got to start contributing. You got to get in. Well, you say it's too late. It's and that's what so many people say. Well, I should have started that when I was 20 or 25. I should have started putting money. No, it's never too late to start contributing. At least you'll have something. Get in. Hey, get on the bus. Get out soul winning. When there's a conference, when there's the doors of the church are open, hey, get out here. Because that's gold, silver, and precious stones. Hey, building our retirement plan. Building our retirement package. What are we going to have? Father, I thank you, Lord, this evening for the time that we had in your house. For the time of fun and fellowship, Lord, that you've blessed us with. What a privilege it is to come together as the family of God. And just have good fun. Lord, we thank You for this passage and just the challenge that it is to each and every one of us to build on the foundation that You've so perfectly laid for us. And I pray, Lord, that each and every one would just do their part and contribute for their own benefit in their retirement package one day. Lord, we know either You're coming back or we're going to go see You. One day, we'll all be together. And I pray, Lord, that each of us, each and every one of us, would do our part to build a structure that brings honor and glory to You, and that brings that reward one day that You promise us in Your Word. With heads bowed, eyes closed this evening, I know it's just the home folks here, but boy, the foundation has already been laid. I wonder if you've trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's where it starts. And I wonder if there's someone here tonight that would say, Brother Pete, I'm not 100% sure of my salvation. Would you pray for me? And just slip up your hand. We're not going to point you out or embarrass you, but that's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. For those of us in here that are saved, well, one day we're going to retire spiritually. One day we'll be in Beulah Land. What are we going to have after that fire is put to our structures, is put to the buildings that we're building? Let's stand to our feet as the instruments play. If the Lord spoke to your heart, you do business with God. Everyone can contribute.